Some good news for once on the home front.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, home prices rose in April. Yes, you heard that right. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up on the news. The Dow up 73 points at 12,117. The NASDAQ up about 0.6%, and same with the S&P 500. There are more violent protests going on right now in Greece. Those are over budget cuts that the government there needs in order to get some more bailout funds. Now let's get to the housing market. Home prices are up for the first time in 8 months, according to the S&P Case-Shiller Index. Prices are rising in 13 of 20 cities, including Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Atlanta. On the flip side, though, six metro areas are still falling and have fallen to their lowest levels in years. Those are Chicago, Charlotte, Detroit, Las Vegas, Miami, and Tampa. For more now, let's bring in our regular Tuesday analyst, Julie Neiman from Smith Moore & Company. She is with us live from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, what do you make of these numbers?
Well, it's actually very good news simply because we're grasping at straws here. You know, a slight increase the first time in 8 months, and it's slightly better than expected. But note of my repeat use of the word slight here. So we're really struggling to get any kind of good news. But bottom line is, this is all done without that $8,000 tax credit. So this is actual real purchasing going on here, not kicking the can down the road.
And what's leading to that, Julie? What are people doing that all of a sudden is creating a thirst for new homes?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, there are new job opportunities out there, and they're typically in another city. People couldn't move there before because they couldn't get rid of their old house. So it's showing that there are some opportunities over there. Also, you're seeing people moving up to bigger houses, and this has always been the semi-American dream, is you start with your starter house and then move up to something bigger. So we're seeing a little bit of movement there. And bottom line, school is out, so now you can move as well. So it's seasonal.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, we've had so many fits and starts in the housing market. I want to ask, is there anything about the fact that this is the spring selling season? Maybe these numbers are skewed in a way.
Well, it does distort it a little bit simply because of the school being out here. And we did have this kind of rally in housing last year, and then the whole thing fizzled. But this time it's looking a little bit more positive simply because some of the headwinds in the economy are actually getting a little easier. Energy, severe storms, food, these things are easing up somewhat. So maybe we're looking at a bottoming out in the process now. Not so negative news.
Some slight optimism from Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Thanks, Julie.
You bet.
Now to a high-stakes hearing that the Food and Drug Administration is holding today. It's about whether the drug company Roche can continue to market its drug Avastin to treat breast cancer. The company got preliminary approval a few years ago, but last December the FDA considered undoing that. Today, Roche will make its case in the first challenge to the FDA's conditional approval process. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
The so-called accelerated approval program at the FDA first came out of the debate over access to experimental drugs for HIV/AIDS. The idea was the agency should move quickly to grant approval for drugs where lives were at stake, even before all the evidence was in.
The whole point of a provisional approval is that it can be rolled back if it turns out that the drug does not perform as first expected.
Karuna Jagger of the advocacy group Breast Cancer Action says the FDA did just that. It provisionally approved the drug Avastin for late-stage breast cancer in 2008, but the agency rolled it back when later tests showed that the drug did not increase overall survival and had potentially fatal side effects. Roche makes $1 billion a year from Avastin's use in breast cancer. It appealed the FDA decision. Harvard professor Daniel Carpenter says all that political pressure has many scientists worried.
People are worried that once you grant provisional approval, it's increasingly difficult, if not impossible, to reverse.
He says that if the FDA loses this fight, it may make it harder for future drugs to get accelerated approval in the first place. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. and by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success. On the web at farmers.com.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said this morning the United States supports the French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde to be the next head of the International Monetary Fund. Same support also coming from Brazil this morning. That makes it all but certain that Lagarde will be named the new IMF chief, perhaps as soon as today. Meanwhile, Secretary Geithner is meeting this morning with India's finance minister, trying to nudge India toward reforms that could lead to more U.S. investment there, specifically allowing U.S. banks more access to Indian financial markets and allowing Walmart to open big box stores in the country. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
In some ways, this story is about consumers. The U.S. would like to start exporting more to India, big things like planes and smaller stuff people use every day, like shampoo. India's economy is growing fast, as is its population. But before they can get to all those showering shoppers, U.S. companies have to navigate a sometimes corrupt bureaucracy, trade barriers, and limits on foreign investment. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is looking for reform.
India is at the point now where future growth will depend on the success in this next wave of reforms, not just in the financial sector, but importantly in the financial sector.
There are some big American companies just itching to get into India, Walmart for one, but it faces some obstacles there because right now Indian consumers prefer small mom-and-pop stores. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, to the online world, and a new study from IDC that finds the world's information is doubling every 2 years. If you're keeping count, 1.8 zettabytes will be created this year alone. How much is that? Imagine everybody in the United States sending 3 tweets every minute for 26,976 years. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Have a hard time letting go of your dream to play in the majors? Well, this might make it easier.
The person who plays baseball is making about 40% less on average than the person who decides not to play baseball and who just wanted a regular career.
I'm Tess Vigeland, the Freakonomics Upside of Quitting. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.